The following podcast is scheduled for one fall. From the heart of Broadway in historic downtown Cape Girardeau, this is Pro Wrestling Unscripted.
The Shield is back in WWE along with a brand new character in Sister Abigail. All that and more tonight on Pro Wrestling Unscripted, here from 709 Broadway, the home of Gaming Grounds, the Podzilla 1985 Studios, wink, where myself, Shannon Young, your host for the evening, and let me introduce the panel for you. Ace of Grey, the five-star man down at the end of the table.
Yes.
Ali Abear to my right.
Hello.
The Big D, Dalton Anthony, to my left.
Yo.
And I'm a little flustered because tonight we have a special guest, the lovely Sarah Summers.
Hi.
Without anybody. No Billy, no Mathis.
Well, it's my daughter's Sarah. Here, but...
She's not- mine.
Jeff, when did you sneak in?
He was talking about me.
That's what Caleb Tripp's hoping for. All right, so we just got done recording CCW Live on Cape Championship Wrestling's Facebook page, and that was a lot of fun, Asa.
Yes.
Check that out. It's on my Facebook and a couple other Facebooks, but we are going to talk about CCW a little bit later tonight because we're going to talk about our thoughts out of character or whatever you want to say for the Red Devil's Revenge 2, which is this weekend. We're also going to talk about Stride Pro Wrestling, which is also this weekend.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about Stride Pro Wrestling from this past Friday.
Yes. So a lot of Stride here tonight. And man, as far as I know, correct me if I'm wrong, this is the first time that CCW and Stride have gone head to head.
Yep.
Yes.
This is the new Saturday Night Wars.
That broke Sarah.
But let's just start off with Monday Night Raw. Because Monday Night Raw was...
Probably.
You can hit him whenever you want. That's absolutely fine.
I just want to make sure that they can hear it when I do.
I'll hit him one more time. A little bit louder. Yeah, that one was good. That one was good.
Sarah, ow!
Sarah just bludgeoned Dalton to death.
But the ow comes from her rubbing his shoulder.
No, it's hurt sure. Every time.
Let's start off with Raw, Asa.
Yes.
All right. So, on Monday Night Raw... It was a decent enough show, but there were two things that came out of it that we really want to touch upon tonight. And where do you want to start first? You want to start with the good, the bad, or the ugly?
I don't know which one you're labeling as which, so you lead.
If it were my opinion, the Shield would be good.
Oh, yeah.
The bad would be the end of Enzo's reign as champion, because I think that's something they should have dragged out for a while.
We'll get there.
And the ugly is Sister Abigail. But I might have a different opinion than other people here at the show. So
I mean, I already know I have a different opinion of the Shield thing.
Let's start with the Shield then. The Shield reunited on Raw.
Again.
And this time officially. This time an official, we're actually back together, did the fist bump together.
T-shirts and everything.
Oh, T-shirts were ready.
Those T-shirts are so stupid.
Oh, I love those shirts.
Those should be WWE kids shirts.
That printing guy is on point.
I think they use SEMO printers.
It's the Shield. It's a Shield. SEMO imprints. All three of their fists with the, each individual logo on their gloves.
Oh. Yeah.
So, I mean.
They're kind of neat.
It's an interesting shirt, but like for the direction they're going with them, like the Hounds of Justice shirt with the Cerberus, like that worked way better. But then just...
No, you know, I always hated the Hounds of Justice thing because I'm petty. I'm so petty. And whenever they said we're the Hounds of Justice, but then they did unjust things, I was a sucker.
It's almost, I was going to say, it's almost like they're bad guys.
No, I was a sucker and I would go like, well, they're not for justice. And then I'd look at myself in the mirror and I'd put lipstick on and I'd cry, you know. So I think I'm in the middle. I thought the Shield reunion was good. Like, I didn't hate it nor love it. I thought it is what it is. They did it well, and I'm excited to see them back together. Let's start at my left with Dalton, who I think has probably the most positive outcome from this. Dalton.
I absolutely loved it.
He absolutely loved it.
Yeah, like, everything about it worked. They all came out at the beginning of the show in, like, their own attire. And then later to Destroy Braun, they were wearing the Shield shirts. Like, it was just, I'm a dirty, dirty smart when it comes to the Shield. Like, anything they do, even teasing, I love. And the fact that it's a full reunion now, I'm on board. Sign me up for five more months of it.
$9.99 a month.
I will pay for it every month.
Sarah, what do you think? Were you a fan of this?
It was all right, but I've seen it before a million times. They do this once a year. I swear it's every year on the year. They're like, oh. They went a little farther with it this time.
Right. This time they went full on.
T-shirts and everything, which was kind of cool, but
it's kind of like Vince McMahon.
I think it's a
ratings ploy.
That and an effort to get Roman Reigns over that face bump.
This is how they get Roman Reigns cheered.
Did anybody watch Raw live?
Nope.
I didn't watch it live.
Yeah. Okay, so I was watching it, and whenever the like they were doing the Miz TV with like the bar out there and everything, mm-hmm. and the second Roman's music hit, that crowd popped so hard.
Well,
because
they
thought it was going to be the Shield.
Yeah. The Shield's music is what hit.
Yeah, it was just, it was funny.
In Roman's defense, I don't like the fact that the fans boo him. I've never seen a bad Roman Reigns match.
Same. We've
all
said
that. He's
getting
better on the microphone between the stuff with him and John Cena, which I know you didn't like, but throw him in there with somebody like John Cena. That's how he was learning.
I thought
they did that to teach him.
I thought he did well in his role.
He held his own.
Yeah,
he did.
It's just I wish the material they gave him would be better.
Well, obviously,
and that last one he did when Cena wasn't there, mm-hmm. like that was easily the best thing he's done on the microphone.
Fire
and the stuff with Miz has been
That first thing with Miz was like, and the thing I don't want to speak for you, so if I'm wrong, correct me. But I think the thing that both of us liked a lot more about that is that one felt like somehow realer in the sense of pro wrestling, because like the John Cena thing felt super forced. Like okay,
it was super forced,
and you could tell. So that to me, that hurt those promo exchanges, because it's like you're just going super deep to make us think this is more intense than it is.
They were just saying everything that we all say
right
every night, sitting
on
our couch.
And
the Miz thing was so much more like that one almost felt like the Miz would have a genuine gripe,
organic.
Yeah, because it felt real. It's like okay, how many moments are you gonna get? Like, I main evented WrestleMania. No one talks about that.
Right.
You get three, all of the points he brought up could be seen as, like, almost valid. Like, okay, especially the coming off of the Daniel Bryan thing. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, this almost feels real. This feels organic.
It's like the Enzo stuff. Like, say what you will about the Enzo stuff, but, and Hunter said it, you know, what he says, you can't really argue with it. Mm-hmm. We main evented Raw and all that stuff. Like, that's true. Like, that not only is that a good kind of storyline, but that's absolutely true. You can't take away what he said. And with Cena and Reigns, I agree. Like, what they were saying is what everyone was thinking. Mm-hmm. But what I hated the most about it, other than the fourth wall stuff, was it felt like they basically told Cena, hey, get out there and have fun. And then they looked at Reigns and said, here's your lines. And I get it because he's not into this as much and he's new to it.
I still think they just gave him bullet points.
Or just let it hit him what he wanted.
I think that they wanted to see if he could hang.
Do you think he
I think he held
his own.
Think
Roman Reign?
I have seen John Cena destroy The Rock in a promo.
Yes.
And The Rock is the puppet master.
He's The Rock.
So, and I've seen Cena just destroy The Rock. So, if you're going to learn from anybody, John Cena's the guy.
Learn from the best.
Yeah.
Asa, what about The Shield? What's your opinion?
I'm similar to Sarah. Like, if this was the first real reunion that they did, then I would be totally on board. I thought it was super well done. And clearly the people want to see it. I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm excited to see. Well, I was more excited for the TLC match before they added more to it.
Yeah.
Which we'll get there in a second. But yeah, it wasn't as special as it could have been. Can you imagine if this was actually the first time all three of these guys have teamed up in an official capacity? Cause yeah, it's the first time they're all good guys now. But every single year since The Shield has broke up, you're not wrong, it's literally been at least once a year they have been in a team together.
Right. Or they've done the Cerberus. Like,
yeah.
Like, they've done the Powerbomb.
That totally takes it away from me. Like, it's nowhere near special. The fact that it's where they first debuted, it's where they broke up, and now it's where they reformed, like, that's super cool. And that would have made that moment so much more special. If it wasn't the first time.
So
if this was the first time.
So you're saying that you wish this was kind of like the new Halloween movie, and they're ignoring all the sequels and just going directly from the original. You wish that this was the first reuniting of The Shield and that all the other stuff was never happened.
Yeah.
But they can't retcon
because,
it.
Because, like, I know I disagreed with Dalton in the sense that I loved the build-up to Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins being a tag team.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I loved that whole build-up because that was actual, like, oh, we're aligned and we're in the same alignment. We're not automatically friends. Like, no, Dean Ambrose still does not trust Seth Rollins. They really glazed over the Seth Rollins-Roman Reigns thing
right. Earlier
in the year. So I wish they could have done, like, a longer tease for it. I get why they didn't, but...
What about you, Allie?
I mean, I was excited for it because I started really watching wrestling after they broke up. So I never really got to see The Shield be The Shield.
Right.
But also, I've had The Shell at home the whole time. So, you know, that's cool.
The Shell never broke up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No one went rogue. I still think I'm in the middle. I thought it was good. And I actually like that. You're going to hate me for saying this, but I kind of like that they did the teases over time.
I did too.
Because it kind of made you want it more. It's like when The Rock would tease going good guy when he was like with the corporation, and you always said, but I want it to happen. And now it officially happened. They're definitely on the same side.
Will you agree with that if they don't do anything else after TLC?
No.
Like, will you
if this is a one and done, then I think it's wasted. But if this becomes an actual stable,
oh yeah, if they stick together right. as like all three for a prolonged period of time, I'm way on board. Like, because, I like that so much more as opposed to, yeah, like you said, this one match.
Because I loved what they did with Roman and Dean after the fact. Sarah's lighting Dalton up, by the way. I don't know if you guys can hear this.
I don't even know what this is.
That's the band that we tie the cords together.
It's like Velcro.
It hurts a lot when you're hit with it, which is why it's so funny. but I love what they did with Dean and Roman afterward, that they were still friends and teamed up. You know what I mean? Like yeah, even though Shield broke up, they were still friends and they still helped each other. But I totally see this as them just wanting to say, hey, remember when Roman Reigns was in Shield? You loved him then.
Right.
He's back.
Remember when you
cheered
him? In
POG form.
I also don't know how much of a ratings grab this was because they did it in the opening segment.
It is most watched YouTube video in WWE.
After 24 hours,
it's 3.7 million views, which is the last one was the Hardy Boys return.
Yeah.
Which is incredible. Like I said, people want to see this. People want to see the Shield back together. The Shield was amazing.
It's the last really good, dominant stable that I can remember.
But it's just, for me, it's tainted because it doesn't feel special. And it, like we said earlier, if this is clearly, please stop booing Roman. Mm-hmm. So this is what we're going to do. So like I said, if this goes longer than just this one match, totally on board. I take back a bulk of my criticism.
Well,
of it.
You know it has to go longer because they like Survivor Series is literally right around the corner.
They'll keep it going for Survivor Series.
Yeah, like they will at least keep it going till Survivor Series because that's where you have the Shield be dominant again.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel bad for Roman Reigns in this? Because I don't want this to sound like I don't know how to say this without sounding stupid, so I'm just gonna say it and you guys can clarify the dumb point I make. But it almost feels like they're not punishing Roman Reigns, but they're tagging two people onto him when Roman, they're presenting him as the dominant one guy, here's our next star, and now it's almost like they're saying, you couldn't cut it, so now we're putting you back in the spot where we know you're successful. Like, do you feel like this is a demotion for Roman Reigns, or is this just gonna help him?
I mean, was it a demotion with the Four Horsemen?
Ric Flair is a lot different than Roman Reigns.
No.
That's a fair statement.
Well, yeah, but at the same time, like, just because he's in a stable doesn't make him less.
It reminds me, remember Shawn Michaels and Triple H when they put them back in DX and then Triple H turned on Shawn Michaels and said, I didn't need you. Like, I didn't want to be back in DX and all that stuff.
Yeah.
It kind of reminds me of that, except, like, they're legitimately doing it.
Well, and I don't, like, and like Dalton said, I don't think this is really a knock on Roman. This is literally just like, okay, you're still going to be the guy. If they do go to Survivor Series, dollars to donuts, Roman is the last man standing. He will be the sole survivor. Like, he was supposed to be against the Authority, but they gave it to Dolph Ziggler because Roman got hurt, and then they just pretended that they gave it to Roman.
Right.
Because no one remembers that it was actually Dolph Ziggler that got pretty much, they just subbed him out.
And
that's
also,
not true. Pepperidge Farm remembers.
They just reskinned Roman.
But Roman was a sole survivor of a Survivor Series the year before, whenever Shield was around.
And so now that's what they're gonna do again.
Yeah.
I think if anyone turns, it'll be Dean.
I think it'll be Roman this time. I think the way I would do it, just 6 months, have him go strong for 6 months past WrestleMania, the night after Roman's the one that turns, because that would be the one that nobody would suspect.
It's just like John Cena, though. Like, he sells so much merchandise. I mean, they for business reasons, I don't see them turning him. Just for business reasons.
I don't see, like, and yeah, no, I get that is supposed to be the next John Cena, but when I look at Roman Reigns and I look at John Cena, there's something that I just don't see that it's like, he can be a heel for a
while
prolonged,
and then go back to being the guy.
Yeah, like John Cena, I could never see be a bad guy. Like, I know he could definitely do it, but like with Roman Reigns, give me a year where he is just the nastiest person on Monday Night Raw.
And turning a guy bad doesn't necessarily like knock their sales. I mean, The Rock became The Rock after he turned bad and they gave him time to shine.
Chris Jericho.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't have merch to sell.
Well, no,
for
not
the longest time.
Yeah, that
Alicia
one
Fox doesn't.
I love that. Oh.
I don't even have a t-shirt.
I've been here for 10 years.
I think as long as Roman is put in the leadership role of the group, I think it'll be okay.
Which is odd.
Put him in there as second fiddle.
Right.
To Seth again, then it's pointless.
That's going to be the odd part is seeing Roman as the leader and not Seth Rollins. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm so used to Seth Rollins being the guy in the Shield.
Mm-hmm. That was Ambrose.
It was supposed to be.
I mean, Ambrose had the U.S. belt that
but
entire
it
time.
I'm
it
sorry.
Didn't work that
I'm
way.
Sorry. Who's the architect? Who designed it and built it? I think that was Seth Rollins.
Who broke away and became heavyweight champ?
Yeah.
Wasn't Dean.
I mean, they all did.
Yeah, but I said they've all
just took longer.
Two of them were more successful than the other one, though.
Yeah,
not by his fault.
Well, were better received.
All right, so let's skip to the next part about Raw.
Well, so the thing that I absolutely hate, the thing I absolutely hate about the Shield coming back is Miz and the Bar are ample opponent. Like, that's fine. If the Shield beat the current Raw Tag Team Champions, the Miz, and Braun Strowman in a 4-on-3 handicap match.
Okay, real quick question.
No.
Is Miz still Intercontinental Champion?
Yes.
Yes.
So you have the Intercontinental Champion.
I forgot about that.
Tag Champions. Yeah.
Oh, I'm even madder now.
Yeah, the IC, former tag, and Braun.
Oh. Why is Braun there?
Because they have nothing else for Braun to do. Because
he ran his mouth. He beat up Matt Hardy. And, I mean, to be fair, so much history between him and Roman Reigns.
No, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. Dalton, go ahead.
There's been a running storyline for the last 3 weeks of Seth and Dean trying to beat him in one-on-one. Yeah. That would be another reason for them to just be like, all right, you're taking cheap shots against us now, so we are just going to take a cheap shot against you, which is what the Shield did.
Right. And I get that. I'm not knocking that. I'm knocking the fact that in a TLC, no disqualification, weapons are allowed and encouraged match, a 4-on-3, I don't care who the three are, like, unless it's two Ellsworths. And then two more Ellsworths, and it's the Shield.
Well, depending on how they're booking them that day, that is Miz in the Bar.
I don't know. Maybe it's just the fact that I am hook, line, and sinker into Strowman. Like, they got me.
Well, not only that, but maybe it's because they're going against the Intercontinental Champion, who just passed Honky Tonk Man not too long ago.
For all-time reign, yeah.
Yeah, and the tag champs, who I absolutely love, Cesaro and Sheamus, mm-hmm. as a tag. Like, I love them.
I like that shirt.
I thought Seth and Dean.
No, yeah, Seth and Dean are the... Seth and Dean are the current champions.
Yes.
That's right. They beat them.
I meant former tag team champions. Yeah, sorry.
Okay. Yeah, I got that wrong.
But I think Cesaro and Sheamus, like, alone could be just dominant, you know, but.
And those matches have been amazing.
But against the Shield. The only way this happens is if Braun Strowman walks out. If Braun Strowman is Braun Strowman, Miz mouths off, he powerbombs Miz and walks out.
And that's what I hate, is Miz is clearly in there to take the pin.
He's going
to
take the pin.
Because, like, as much as we talk about, like, wins and losses don't matter, Miz is one of those guys.
Right. Yeah.
Like, he's always just that smarmy, underhead, like, just...
Doesn't need it.
He doesn't need it, yeah.
Right.
But it grosses me out.
Have you ever seen a bad Miz match?
Yes, when he first started.
Yeah.
Not recently.
Yeah, not
15 years ago.
When Miz came out with, like, the fedora and the faux hawk and, the chain wallet. Oh, God. Did you see Zack Ryder posted a birthday? And it was a picture of him from the old days. And, oh, my God.
SmackDown host.
It's so weird seeing Miz.
I loved
like
the dirt sheet.
The dirt sheet.
Oh, the dirt sheet was great. I loved it. Good. I'm happy that happened to you.
Okay, let's talk about the bad. Mm-hmm. The bad, Enzo losing his title. I hate that. I get it. They wanted to hotshot it, but why not let this go for a little bit?
To
Kalisto. So Kurt Angle brings Kalisto out last week, says he'll challenge you for the title. This week, Enzo says, you can't do that, whatever. Angle makes the match for that night. It's a lumberjack match, and Kalisto wins the title. So now everyone can vie for the title again. I get that's the point. But that was a good angle. You could have kept that going for months of him bringing in cruiserweights and Enzo somehow keeping the title and no one else can touch him. And that could have built up to a really great, great moment, I think.
Well, seemingly it was supposed to build to TLC, according to the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't get anything wrong. They don't get anything wrong.
Well, this ties into one of our stories.
On the one hand, like, I'm fine with Enzo not having the championship. I've made my feelings on Enzo very clear. I'm not a fan of, like you said, them hotshotting the championship. Taking it off of Neville needs to be presented as a huge deal.
Right.
Which they already blew with Tozawa.
Right.
So that flushes that down
the toilet. But Enzo was money.
And then all of a sudden, like, and again, I kind of say, I have to say, I think Enzo was money because they finally decided to treat, Enzo was just the catalyst.
For 205 Live.
Like, he's just the reason that they decided, oh, we should probably pay attention to 205 Live.
Right.
Not we as the fans, we as the company.
But do you think they're going to give Kalisto the same kind of attention that they gave Enzo? Until Enzo's out of the picture.
Absolutely not. And that's part of the problem is, like, Kalisto will go back to just being vanilla champion. They won't let him really do much after this Enzo feud, and then he'll probably lose it to Kendrick or Gallagher.
Yeah,
Gallagher,
That was my issue of it. It was just like, I mean, as much as people hated Enzo having the belt, it made for really good cruiserweight TV of just being like Enzo just flat out telling him.
I don't love Enzo with the belt.
I don't disagree with you at all. But you know what else makes for really good cruiserweight TV?
Better writing.
The cruiserweight TV show.
Oh, like, yeah.
If you're not watching 205 Live, you're missing out because it is it's been really good.
Yeah, like, no, are you saying that from a wrestling standpoint or from a storyline or both?
Both.
From both.
Yeah.
Gallagher's turn was great. The wrestling itself has been amazing. And I will go on the record and say that Drew Gulak is one of the best characters on wrestling television across the world right now.
I freaking love that stuff.
Yeah. And this is coming from Asa, who was very against 205 Live in the beginning.
Oh, no. The concept of 205 Live, I'm still very much against. Mm-hmm. Like, I hate the fact that they feel like it has to be, like, segregated and, no, you can't, you know, you can't mix in with us because clearly you're not the big boys.
Yeah.
This is where Vince can shove all of the small guys that the internet won't shut up about in his ear, and Triple H is like, no, but these guys are really good. Yeah, I'm sure, whatever. Put them on an hour that I don't have to deal with.
But the Raws were the big boys play.
Exactly.
But Allie, check the adjective there.
Play. God. I'm getting so tired of this bit. It's an old bit from WCW.
Well, it's not a bit. It's just Kevin Nash messed up.
Yeah.
He botched.
It's not an adjective.
And if you take all of those botches and make a huge, like, collection of them.
Like if you had a mania for it?
Yeah.
Allie, you're a big, big supporter of Enzo Amore. You have his t-shirt.
I mean, you Dalton do the has chicken that t-shirt dance too. I do not do that.
You do the chicken dance. I know you're wearing Mikey McFinnigan shirt right now.
I am.
The big Magugliak on campus. But yeah. Are you sad that Enzo doesn't have the belt anymore? Do you agree with me or do you agree with Asa? Who do you like more?
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Well, clearly she's on my side.
Notice me sometimes.
All right, let's talk about Ugly. And to me, Ugly is Bray Wyatt as Sister Abigail. Now, Sarah, you said you thought it was brilliant. And I have to ask the question,
I thought it was brilliant.
Do you really think it's brilliant, or are you just effing with me? That's the first question.
It's hard to tell, isn't it?
It is.
Por que no los dos?
No, I want it to be like an actual Sister Abigail character and not him. But the idea behind it, I think, is really smart. He couldn't beat Finn Balor, the man. He couldn't beat the demon. And now he's just lost in his own head and gone.
Wait. So let me point out that we said on the show when we first heard about this that we were all for a psycho style. He dresses up. He thinks he is Sister Abigail. I don't have a problem with that. The two things I have a problem with, the reason I thought it was just the worst, and Dalton agrees with me on one of them, I know for sure.
But that being said, before you say it, I absolutely love this.
You okay, and we'll get to why you liked it. I will give you a chance. But you hated the voice modulator.
Yes.
Yeah, that was like stupid.
Yeah.
And the transformation scene where he literally in the worst effects since I think
since they had Randy Orton's face.
Wayne's World, exactly. if that's not on Botchamania, it needs to be. Someone doing that.
Thanks, Matthew.
But him turning into Sister Abigail suddenly, and the fact that poor Finn Balor had to sit in the ring and look afraid and disturbed by this.
Did you see his backstage interview?
No.
Because that was worse.
No.
He had to, like, stammer, and I don't know what that was. I was, like, legitimately, like, terrified.
That bothers me. Because if they would have played it off differently, and they would have had, like, Bray Wyatt do the psycho thing, where you have him in shadow, or, like, you know, something, just like he thinks he's Sister Abigail. But not that he is, like, possessing the damn spirit of it. That's so stupid.
Yeah, it's a
good. Not everyone is the Undertaker. They can't all pull that off.
And the Undertaker actually beat people. That's not fair. Wyatt has won a couple feuds. The idea is good.
He might win that feud with his wife.
No.
Oh. Sorry, backing away from that.
Cease and desist.
He'll win half of that feud.
The idea is fine, but the execution is not good.
That's a, I agree.
Like you said, I don't like the. I'm like, I don't even mind the face paint, like in the veil, cause that does look eerie.
Yeah.
But the voice modulator kills it.
That's what really killed it.
And
for
like,
me.
And if he would have, if, like you said, if it would have just been him facing away from the camera and then he cuts the Bray Wyatt promo and then, you know, does like weird neck twitches or something and then turns around and he's got the veil and the makeup on and then just starts speaking differently.
Yeah.
And, or have him do that before he turns around and then you turn around and see, oh, he thinks he's Sister Abigail. Like, do like a real psycho thing.
Or could you maybe, because Bray Wyatt has a very distinct way he speaks, like the way he cuts promos. Have him just do a normal speaking voice. Like, have a distinction between his voice and Sister Abigail. Like, Batman and Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
But you don't have to do a voice modulator. It just makes it look hokey and silly.
Yeah.
It's Black Scorpion levels of terrible.
I mean, that's what wrestling is. But yeah,
but I'm an adult now.
It's still real to me, damn it.
All right, Dalton, why did you love it?
I think it's the right place to take it. The unfortunate thing is, I feel like it's too little too late at this point with Bray. That, like, I absolutely love this idea and this concept, but why didn't Sister Abigail come out 2 years ago?
When the WWE Championship was on the line.
Why didn't Sister Abigail come out a year ago?
Against The Undertaker.
Why didn't Sister Abigail come out whenever Randy Orton burned the compound down?
Well, that's why, I think, because he released her soul. Because when you burn the bones, you release the soul.
Jesus.
We found that out in Rings.
But yeah, no. So it's one of those, like, I absolutely love who, and it makes perfect sense on who it's against. Where it's Bray is going to win this next match as Sister Abigail. And then they're going to have the big blow-off match that you assume Survivor Series where it's Sister Abigail versus the Demon. And you can have the big spectacle of the two face paint superstars.
As, just hearing, like, you say that out loud.
And again, like, you may not like it, but that I'm willing to say somebody in WWE has flat out drawn that out.
But what I dislike about it is that when Finn Balor does the Demon.
No, they've completely changed the Demon for the main roster. It is a different person. He has two different ratings on 2K. He's like 88 normally, and he's 91 as the Demon.
Okay, so correct me if I'm wrong. I said that a lot. On NXT, he just put the face.
It was just an intimidation.
It was war paint.
Yeah.
But you're telling me that on Raw, he is now.
He is the Demon
it's
King.
It's a different thing.
He is the Demon King.
Well, as an Irishman, I find that offensive.
That's fine. I did love that Bray flat out just called back to, I'm the scariest thing outside, or like, I'm scarier than anything you've read in your little Irish mythology books.
And see, that's a good line.
And it's one of the,
it's the season of the witch. I love that line. Oh. I love that line. But then he does the damn tiddlywinks, and all of a sudden, he's in Black Veil Brides. He's suddenly a rock singer.
He took him from the Authors of Pain. But no, like, I'm okay with it at this point, because, like, yeah, they're going to do that stupid hokey stuff with Bray Wyatt at this point. I just have to deal with it. But with what Bray's doing, I absolutely love. I wish
until he loses.
He's going to win the first match of Sister Abigail, and then whenever they do Demon versus Sister Abigail, Balor will win.
Well, Sister Abigail eats demons and turns them into, what was it? Turns them into butterscotch or something like that?
Well, the good news is the first match that Sister Abigail wins, it'll be against the man, not the demon. So then the demon will win the blow-off match.
We have an argument. Oh, and Allie, I want to know what you think, please. Uh-huh. Because you saw this video. Who do you like more, me or Dalton?
Oh my God.
No, what do you think of it? What did you think of it? Was it stupid? Did you think it was stupid?
I think the hokey stuff got in the way, especially for when you looked at it, because I think it can get in the way whenever you're watching it, but I think the idea behind it is decent.
Psycho's one of the greatest horror films of all time. Done correctly, it could be really, really cool.
Practical effects, man, just like Star Wars. You put too much CG in it, it looks weird.
Also, Lee just called me a dick.
Uh-oh.
Because he worked at Dollar General, apparently.
Oh!
On Broadway. I'm going to reply, love you. Please don't be mad. And I'm going to put B with two E's, and then I'm sending him a GIF of a B.
Thanks for the update.
Yeah.
All right, so.
Play by play.
Bray Wyatt, Sister Abigail. Let's see what happens.
A little B.
Jesus Christ.
So, yeah, I say let's see what happens, but you know you're going to hate it. We're all going to hate it. We're all going to go, poor Bray Wyatt. At this time.
I mean, as long as they don't try to project any more spooky images on the
that is still
ring
way
mat.
Worse than the Sister Abigail thing. Let's remember WrestleMania.
Remember when the Undertaker had special powers and his special powers involved like lightning
and walls of fire,
and it was cool. It was kind of cool.
And the WWE had to cut back its budget.
What it wasn't was really shitty CG, because that's what this is. His power apparently is poor video production.
Yeah,
and Photoshop.
Mean, is that what he did to Randy Orton's intro?
With the snake.
That's one of the long-lasting effects that Bray Wyatt did.
Someone made
the terrible snake.
Someone got paid to do that. Yeah. All right, so that's our Monday Night Raw stuff. That was 30 minutes. That ate way more time than I meant it to. Let's go through the news real quick. Never mind. Dalton has a point to make.
Really quick, SmackDown. Are we going to talk about that at all?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Okay. Let's
quite
talk about
a few things on SmackDown.
Let's do SmackDown now. Then
shut up, Dalton.
I didn't know we were going through the news yet. What do you want to talk about SmackDown really quick, Ace? I'll let you start.
I mean, I didn't want to talk about it really quick, but here we are.
He's getting mad at me.
Because there's the three big things coming out of it for me were was all fallout from Hell in a Cell, which we were going to talk about, because that show was really good in general. But
the Hell in a Cell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked the New Day Uso segment. I think that's a really interesting dynamic to take the Uso character. Of them, like, actually offer for the first time since they've turned, like, actually offering, like, respect to an opponent. And it also is a nice way to kind of put a bow on that feud for now. That's something they can always go back to if they need to.
Well, they need to give it space for a while.
And they do, because, even though every single match they've done has been amazing.
Yeah.
When you see it too many times, you risk burning it out. It's the Sheamus Cesaro or Sheamus Orton thing.
That promo where they're just like, Gable Benjamin, you're on lock. Then it's everything got Tyler Breeze and Fandango, New Day. They're cool. We like them.
No. Brizongo's cool.
Yeah, Brizongo's cool.
Yeah,
I did love that. Then the four-way for the number one contendership. Did you see after that match?
Uh-uh.
The Ascension, one of the Ascension was helping, Fandango, and I think it was Victor was just like baby carrying Breeze. Like they were held because they want to be their friends.
We want to be your friends.
Yeah.
I'm kind of sad about it. Yeah. Like I did to Lee. Yeah. Lee B.
The two B's, by the way, the real two B's, the Bludgeon Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Can we talk about the Bludgeon Brothers?
So I didn't get to see the segment. Allie, I don't know if you know this.
I'm so...
Because they already had a name that was way better.
Eric Rowan and Luke Harper are a tag team again. They did a promo on SmackDown.
They had their backs turned, and they have these giant, like, comedically plastic, oversized hammers.
I haven't seen it.
Like, Warhammer. Oh, it's so stupid.
Jesse's picture?
Yeah.
That, but worse.
It starts with Darth Vader breathing. And then you see Rowan pull off the gas mask sheet mask, except the breathing keeps going after it has more than cleared his face.
Yeah.
So you can tell they just piped that in. And Harper speaks in his normal voice, but they gave him Snitsky teeth.
What?
Yeah. Like his teeth are all messed up. Like they're all brown and yellow. And yeah, it's for no reason. And then Rowan, who sounds like a killer. The fact that we have not gotten Criminal Minds serial killer Rowan as a singles run makes me angry because it's amazing. But they talk about breaking bones, severing spines, the Bludgeon Brothers. What happened to the Reapers?
Not scary enough.
You had a name.
Not scary enough.
That sounded amazing. Nope. And now you sound like Bad Guys in Mario 2.
Bad Guys in Mario 2.
The worst game.
Worst game ever.
Bludgeon Brothers.
Why?
Word bludgeon is such a silly word.
I am so excited for the Usos feud with them.
And remember when Harper was wrestling for a WWE Championship match at WrestleMania?
What happened to Harper? Because he was on such a big run. Did he go out on an injury?
Yeah, he's gotten injured a lot since.
I remember he had a match with Orton that was fantastic.
Yeah, that whole feud.
Yeah. Remember how close we thought he was to actually getting in that title match, and we had for no reason
he wasn't.
We bought into it. We were like, oh my god, they're really doing something cool with Luke Harper. Then he disappears, and now he's one half of the Bludgeon Brothers.
Bludgeon Brothers,
ugh.
Or as they're known in WWE 2K19 when it comes out next year, Luke Harper and Eric Rowan,
Jimmy Uso, and Jay Uso.
Except she puts an emphasis on it. Jimmy Uso and Jay Uso. The Usos. Oh, it's so bad. I get
Friday.
Stupid. Yeah, enjoy that.
Nerd.
And then the other thing from SmackDown that we needed to talk about is also one of the things from Hell in a Cell we need to talk about with
Kevin Owens.
Sami Zayn pulling Kevin Owens off of the table.
You're welcome. I saw it.
Have you seen the picture of how close Shane was to hitting Owens?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
They're professionals. Seconds.
Real glad Kevin sat up before Sami grabbed him because Sami was late on that.
No, Sami Zayn has impeccable timing. Have you ever watched him when he does that scamper back to the end and pull the top rope down? Have you ever watched him do that?
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
So close.
And I agree with you, but this one instant, he was just a hair slow because Kevin had to pull himself up and start moving before Sami grabbed.
I think that he misjudged the rate at which Shane was gonna plummet would fall. Yes.
Did you know if you dropped a feather and a bowling ball from the top of the cell, they'd hit the ground at the same time?
In a vacuum.
Gravity.
Yes. It's true.
Great John Mayer song.
But I love that. Like, that was, like, I jumped, that was watching that on Sunday, like, I jumped up when you pointed out, like, someone pulled him, because I didn't see that.
Yeah, because I said, like, that good thing that guy, like, did that, because you said it of, There
you go.
Well, Jesus Christ. Yeah, no, Shane didn't do anything. No, but it was Shane's, like, somebody grabbed him. I said, good thing, too, because Shane almost hit him, because, like, we both
you
saw
can hit him.
Him.
Go ahead. Okay, she's going to give you a respite.
Yeah, but,
He's getting angry because every time I do it, like fumes are coming out of his ear.
But the promo,
yeah,
was
so like
beautiful,
and it was one of those things where it's like, okay, there's a bunch of different ways they can go with this, and I like all of them. Like one of the theories I saw was, oh no, like Sami knew that if Shane beat Kevin, it would drive Kevin nuts, and he didn't want to see what Kevin would do. So he's just like, no, Shane can take this one loss, and everything will be cool. But then have Kevin like try to be like, no, no, we're best friends now. Mm-hmm. No, you love me. Or this is the way I thought they were going to go with, and they did, of just, no, I've done everything the right way. And what's it gotten me? Mediocrity.
I loved that whole promo of just
Kevin
like,
Owens gets to be Universal Champion, U.S. Champion, Intercontinental Champion. He's in the main event.
and I get a sleep at night. Like, just the comments like that. And just, like, the smart...
The cheesy smile, like, yay.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I'm...
Like, calm
you see
yourself,
why
buddy.
It's so hard for me to be face?
Right?
Sami Zayn is going to do so great. Like, that tag, like, honestly...
That's the match against the Usos I'm excited
to
see.
Like, that's who I want to see the Usos lose the belts to.
Well, apparently, first up is AJ Styles and Shane McMahon versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
Good, and then we can get them on the tag belts.
Do that at Survivor Series? Yeah, like, that's... I'm fine with that. But, like... With that truso that happened, like, that's a great way for the Usos to be more than just like
a truso.
He said
that's
truso.
What they called it.
That's what they called it.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. I was going to give you credit too.
This is a way to kind of make them more tweeners than just straight up bad guys. Cause they can still do that. And they're probably going to cheat to beat, Benjamin and Gable. Or this is just when Benjamin's going to turn
on Gable.
I think that's more likely.
And which is fine.
Oh, like, cause those matches.
I don't know,
those
matches man. Are amazing. They just got matching gear though.
Oh, yeah. And it's so good looking too.
Mm-hmm. I'm a big
Shelton.
I
agree.
Yeah, love they both Shelton are. Benjamin.
I'll tell you what I used to call him when he wrestled. I'm not gonna say it. On
can you not
here
say it on the air?
It's not PG by any stretch of the imagination.
Be back on Thursday. No censoring there.
But yeah, the Usos versus Zayn and Owens. Yeah, I'm real on board with that.
You think they'll do that though, or do you think that this is just like they'll keep them as a tag team, or do you think this is just a we'll team them up against Shane?
And honestly, they could do both. Like, and the AJ thing isn't like confirmed. It's just he's mentioned on Talking Smack after
heavily
the show.
Hinted at. Yeah,
he's like if Shane needs a partner to take these two clowns on, I'll volunteer.
And that's and Sarah will be right back.
She had
important phone call. And they set this up really well with AJ, I think. Like, the whole Shane-AJ feud and then the mutual respect, but AJ was still kind of cocky. They've portrayed AJ and Shane as friends very well. Like, they're not really good buddy-buddy. They're more of a,
Like you said, like, brothers in arms, mutual respect type deal.
The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
And that's exactly what Sami Zayn did, because he was just like, he has been my best friend. Mm-hmm. He has been my bitter enemy.
Yeah.
But the one thing he has been the entire time is my brother.
Yeah.
And just like, and again, just, I was watching that promo with just the biggest smile on my, like, Braun rolling out of a German suplex, levels of giddy that Asa was, I was giddy during this promo, because this has been the one thing we have wanted since Kevin Owens has been signed to the WWE, and now we get it, mm-hmm. but we get it way better, because instead of Kevin Owens having to be face, we get Sami Zayn getting to be heel.
Well, and you can't, my God, you can't have them feud right now again, because they've done it so many times already.
And what makes it even better is the fact that they seemingly have totally moved away from the fast-talking, annoying Sami Zayn character, so he's actually able to just, like... He had actual opinions that made sense. Like, he had valid complaints.
Right.
And you don't get that a whole lot of the time with
heel turns.
Bad guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was so good. And like you said, with AJ now having lost clean to Baron Corbin.
He needs something to do
too. This potentially gives him something to do.
And where's
Corbin, can we talk about Corbin's promo too? Because that was awesome.
I didn't see any of SmackDown.
I love Big Banter Corbin. Just, keep crying your tears and I'm going to build a boat. And just sail down the river on him.
He's great. As much as I hate seeing AJ Styles lose the title, because I love AJ with a title, just, Dalton and I talked about this, just seeing AJ Styles in the WWE ring, holding a WWE title and being so important, still blows my mind a little bit.
Yeah.
But I love that they put it on Corbin finally. This is what they need to do with Nia Jax. This is what they should have done with Nia Jax a long time ago. Put the damn title on her already. Like, stop
and
teasing
let her run
it.
With it.
Let her run with it. Like, what's the worst that could happen?
Asuka.
Oh, bye, Emma.
Yeah.
All right,
Emma, you've been chosen as the lucky one to put Asuka over in her first match.
Which is fine, because their match in NXT was awesome.
Yeah, it'll be an amazing match, I have no doubt. Emma's one of the only ones that can hang with Asuka.
I like Emma. We've liked Emma
a
lot.
And this is one I feel like will actually benefit Emma more. As long as they give it a competitive match and
you don't want her to
get obliterated.
Asuka, agreed.
Let's talk through some news real quick. Some news and big weekend wrestling on Raw and SmackDown, so yeah. Anything can happen in the WWE.
Sister Abigail.
Sister stupid Dale. Lesnar's WWE contract is through August 2018.
Yeah, Dana White kind of let that slip, talking about in a UFC press conference of how Vince was going to be hesitant of letting him do stuff until his contract's up, which isn't until August of next year.
At this point, I think I'm done seeing Brock Lesnar in a octagon. I'm done with seeing him in a ring.
So is the Nevada.
At this point, I'm done with seeing Brock Lesnar, period.
I agree with Sarah.
Yeah.
Put Heyman with someone, anyone.
I think Heyman should have turned on him at
against
the last
Strowman.
Pay-per-view against Strowman.
Send back Strowman instead?
Yep.
Oh, baby.
That would have been amazing. Because Strowman needs somebody to talk for him.
Yeah. Oh, I disagree. That voice. He has the voice.
But...
Yeah, can we just say
I'm not finished with you? He's the perfect candidate for the collar and chain gimmick. Just not freaking Ellsworth.
Can we just say for once that it's great to have a big tough guy in WWE that also has the voice to back it up?
The big tough voice.
Yeah, like remember Lashley?
Yeah.
Iron Mike Tyson.
I love Awesome Kong. I love her, but have you ever heard her talk?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Honestly, it's kind of like Nia. She's so soft spoken.
Yeah, but she's got them eyes though that make you like, true. Okay,
she
sorry.
Has piercing yeah. eyes.
She does.
Piercing eyes. But I am.
I have a crush on her.
Well, so does a certain somebody we know. Big crush on her. A big crush on you too, my man. Yeah. House of Hardcore is coming to Twitch November 18th for a weekly show.
Yeah, Tommy Dreamer's promotion, he just announced a big deal that they're going to be streaming every week on Twitch, which is cool because Twitch just had the AAA show. So it's cool to see them getting involved in wrestling now that YouTube is kind of trying to back away from it
take
all.
The money away from them.
Yeah.
It's just really cool to see wrestling in different places. Mm-hmm. Like you don't just have the network, you have a little bit of everything. I can't turn around. What is it?
Don't worry about it.
She giggled.
Nothing's about to touch her shoulder.
She's laying there and all of a sudden you're hit.
And then she apologized.
she perks up. She's like, sorry.
What about Global 4 or Global Wrestling Network?
So Global Wrestling Network launched, I think it was Monday or Tuesday. It's not even the first thing that pops up on Google when you Google it. And there is a rumor going around that, the payment method is less than secure. Like, the way that they have it presented makes it look like that it's kind of open, it's not encrypted. It is, but they're not presenting it in the way that they should be to really kind of reassure potential customers.
Yeah.
But there is a 30-day free trial. There is free content that you can go, and it's TNA stuff, which now that it's called Global Wrestling Network with GFW now being pulled is a little unfortunate.
So TNA is still a part of this, even though it's Anthem. It's not even TNA. It's Anthem.
It's Anthem stuff. Like it's all, and it's the back library of Impact and Anthem,
but it's called
and formerly
Global Wrestling
TNA
Network.
And former NWA stuff. Like,
oh, this is meta.
Like, it's,
yeah, this is a little crazy.
So I mean, it's cool that it's cool that they have free content. Writers. It's cool that stuff is going out there.
Yeah.
Like
anytime you can see more wrestling is
because there's a lot of stuff from TNA's history that if you haven't seen as a wrestling fan, you owe yourself to go and watch that Joe Daniels,
the
AJ Styles
literal
triple threat
house
match.
That AJ Styles built.
Yes,
yeah.
The actual
literal
yeah.
house
that then,
if you're a fan of like half of the people, like Bobby Roode,
but then they
AJ
let him
Styles.
Sleep in the basement.
Samoa Joe,
Samoa Joe,
yeah, Samoa Joe.
Pretty much all of NXT.
Eric Young,
TJP,
Eric Young.
Yep,
TJP, yeah. Really?
Yeah,
he was suicide.
Oh,
yeah,
and then he was manic because maybe we shouldn't call someone.
Someone
suicide.
Realized suicide's a bad name.
I wonder
if he ever
suicide was Kazarian.
They switched. Yeah. There were multiple people, but TJP was the main guy.
It's like Curry Man.
I wonder if Suicide ever wrestled. No, those are two separate people. You're dumb.
Curry Man.
I love Curry Man.
He's hot. He's spicy.
I wonder if Suicide ever wrestled Homicide.
Oh no.
Was Sabu the ref?
He's genocidal
and homicidal.
Maybe the final solution was there.
Delete. Oh, two fingers. Two fingers.
It's only two fingers, Dalton.
Oh,
it's
my
very
goodness.
Important.
Will Ospreay.
Oh, you can't just do it like that. Yeah.
Will Ospreay won the IWGP Junior Heavyweight.
And he's the first, he's the first UK person to have won that.
Yes.
Which is super cool. And the match itself, like I watched the last, someone had posted like the last like 3 or 4 minutes of it. Just, which it's Will Ospreay, so yeah, it's nuts.
Right after getting that cease and desist, right?
He had the awesome Spider-Man gear.
Speaking of which, can we just, I don't see you have this on here. Can we mention real quick, what Roman Reigns said about the quote unquote said about the Young Bucks and the Young Bucks response? Did you read about this?
I mean, he said it, like he never called him by name, but it's like, we don't need guys too sweeting and doing DX from 15 years ago. We need new characters.
Do you agree with that? Like, how do you feel about that?
Clearly not, because look at the Young Bucks are making better money than probably the lower tiered WWE guys. Like,
but that's not because they too sweet and act like DX from 20 years ago.
No, that's because they're hustlers. Like.
Yeah, it's because they're great wrestlers.
But
and
also, like, the stuff that they do, like, clearly this is working for them.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they're biting anything because, like, they're kind of making it their own. And it's weird because, yes, they are doing stuff that's been done before, but the idea behind their characters is that they're just like, yeah, because we want to.
We're the Young Bucks. This is what we do.
What I'm saying is, like, you're not saying, and you just said it, I'm pretty sure, that the Young Bucks aren't successful because they're using old material. And
no.
I think that's what Roman is saying, is we don't need people using old material. Like, I almost felt like he was almost saying the reason they are successful is only because they're too sweet, and it's only because they act like DX, and I disagree with that.
Oh, yeah, no, I absolutely disagree with that. I also disagree with the fact that, you know, he says that while they have on the same show The Club and Balor Club. So.
And a SHIELD reunion.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yes. It's like, yeah, we need people to stand on their own, do their own
thing.
We
need new characters.
I have to hang out with my best friends because that's the only way I don't get booed out of a building.
Yeah.
And the Young Bucks basically said, no beef on our end. That was literally what they said.
I mean, one of them was like, well, that's a bummer. We're used to, you know, washed up has-beens and shock jocks to say stuff, not people we actually respect.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, yeah, it is a bummer. And hopefully, you know, it's.
You think that was a corporate fed line?
But I kind of think it might be just like Roman is the guy. He is the locker room leader. So now he has to kind of be.
Cease and desist letters just went out.
He has to toe that company line.
That's a bad position to be in.
Because look what happens when you don't toe the company line.
Exactly.
When Joey Styles, just mentions that, yeah, maybe Roman shouldn't be in the spot he's in. Like, it's unfortunate. Like, Roman's great. And he's just being put in an unfair position. Joey Styles gets fired.
Yeah.
Jimmy Jacobs earlier today, gets fired by WWE from the creative team only for posting, which it says it's the final straw, so it makes it seem like there was other stuff going on that we don't know about.
Wait, who said it was the final straw?
One of the news reports coming out of it is it's just like one of the comments was, well, this is like the straw that broke the camel's back.
Right.
So there had been other stuff, but him just posting the selfie with the Bullet Club invasion from Raw a couple weeks ago got him fired.
Because
it's Meltzer, so, you know, grain of salt, whatever, but that's 100% the reason.
If that's true, do you think they were right in firing him?
No, absolutely not.
Do you think
not.
There should have been any punishment at all?
Absolutely not. Like, punishment maybe, but that's an internal thing. That's like, hey, we don't appreciate what they're doing, and we don't appreciate you promoting what they're doing. Take the picture down, and this is what our guidelines are going forward. Not, okay, bye.
Well, yeah, but this is also the same company that in past, whenever like they do the big WrestleMania, like they have WrestleMania, mm-hmm. and then everybody decided, well, it'd be really good to do shows beforehand. And then they tell, like, all right, guys, your friends are here. You do not interact with anybody from TNA. You don't interact with anybody from Ring of Honor. That is what WWE does.
Oh, yeah, and they try to get a block on shows that weekend, too.
Yeah, so it's one of those things, like, it does not shock me. And
oh, it's
like,
not surprising, but yeah, it's still...
It's messed up, but I understand it, because it's just like, all right, these people are doing this. They're taking away from our show, and we pay you.
But the
and you were going to do this. Like, I get it. I don't agree with it, but I completely understand it.
And if this was just someone like some random person on the creative team, like, I kind of get that more so. But Jimmy Jacobs gave us the list of Jericho.
Yeah.
Like, is clearly
There's
someone
who's... a list who's... of turds in my kitchen.
There is.
Did you read that Gabe Sapolsky did work in NXT last weekend?
No.
That isn't surprising.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, I think he was working as an agent, I believe.
I mean, for a while, they were just like, Evolve was basic, or not, Evolve and yeah. Dragon Gate both were just kind of like, hey, go check out, like, they would actually send NXT people there. Like, they had a working relationship. So,
I thought that was pretty cool.
That's cool. Yeah, it's not surprising, but it's cool.
And again, congratulations to Will Ospreay.
Yes.
You the man. You got WWE X IGN Showdown. I think I read about this, but please remind me.
That was just a really cool, it was the WWE IGN Esports Showdown. It happened in New York, the weekend of New York Comic Con. Xavier Woods, Austin Creed hosted it as part of Up, Up, Down, Down. It had, former IGN, and current kind of funny host Greg Miller on commentary, as well as like an esport commentator, and it was a tournament based. Like it was basically like an extended live version of Up Up Down Down, where they played a tournament of Marvel versus Capcom Infinite.
Oh, that's what I saw. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like an hour and a half long. It's awesome. It's hilarious. If you like Up Up Down Down, it's that full stream is on his channel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So go watch that. It's super cool. Greg Miller. Like, turns on Austin Creed because Austin Creed announced, he says he's the GM, but then makes a special match that removes Sasha from the tournament so she can go one-on-one against Bayley. So then he takes her spot in the current tournament, and Greg Miller is having none of it. Hmm. So he's just like, oh, yeah, we should get a ruling. What's the GM in the back say? Oh, wait. And then they're doing
a wrestling angle. That's amazing.
They're doing like an Austin Creed Greg Miller feud, and I love it. It's so good. Wow, that hit the TV.
Oh, good job, Dalton.
I was just getting it away from
bottle cap on TV screen.
I still have fists.
All right, it's fine.
Those probably hurt more
because Dylan threw a little plastic
top at
bottle top and it or a little plastic spinner top and it broke one of our monitors. And I swear to God, if I turn that TV on tomorrow and there's a crack in it, I'm a snitch louder than you ever heard. I'm a snitch so hard you're going to think I was in prison.
You're not supposed to do that there. Flexing on him.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I'll catch you outside. Check out Up, Up, Down, Down and the WWE IGN Showdown, because it was really funny.
We're going to have to sacrifice Hell in a Cell talk if we want to talk about Stride and CCW real quick. Can we just say that I thought it was a good show? We don't have to go match by match. I thought it was a really good show. The things that you should watch, the Usos New Day match was absolutely incredible.
Yep.
Blow away spectacular.
So was the Shane Owens match.
Yeah. Did you know it went 40 minutes?
It was long.
That doesn't surprise me, but like, good.
Shane's old.
But it was a biting 40 minutes. Like,
yeah, that was one that, like, that didn't feel like
when they got to the top of the cage, we all sat on the edge of our seats the whole time going, please don't.
Yeah,
please
just
don't.
Stop. Whereas the Jinder Nakamura match felt like that felt like 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, so Sarah.
Shane Nakamura?
Mm-hmm.
So, are you still a Jinder Mahal fan?
I think he's doing an amazing job. I love it.
He could be doing so much better. I hate the material he's given.
The one match type he works.
He's doing the best he can with what he's given.
And that is fair. And
that's
I agree
true.
With that.
And I think
don't blame Jinder at all.
For what he's been given, he is running with it.
He has the one match.
Mm-hmm.
He wrestles. He wrestles kind of a slower style. The Singh brothers interfere. He wins. Repeat every time.
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
I went to Dairy Queen during that match.
That was a good choice.
I did not care.
But he bit Nakamura clean. Though, good. Is the big thing.
No.
Because they kicked the Singh brothers out.
Put Japanese wrestlers under clean. Don't be silly.
No.
Well, it was, he hit him with a keen Sasha, and then he kicked out because the Singh brothers
were
distracted.
He didn't kick out. The Singh brothers bought a little bit of time.
And
Jinder got the rope break. So he didn't kick out. So the keen Sasha's still protected. But then, yeah. And so in the distraction of him ejecting the Singh brothers, the Singh brothers then ran back, like, before they were even gone all the way. More distraction stuff. He hits him with the Colossus. 1, 2, 3. The Colossus is protected as the F5.
Yeah.
No one kicks out of that.
And who's his next feud?
Question mark. Because they left him off SmackDown.
Yep. He worked a dark match.
That's right. He was not on
SmackDown.
He worked a dark match.
Your WWE champion.
Worked a dark match.
Mm.
Think Diesel. About that. Oh, that's terrible. Also, the Shane and Owens match. Spectacular.
Was amazing. Yeah.
That's the only thing I can remember being
Charlotte,
truly great.
Charlotte Natalia was good.
It was.
It was until the end.
Yeah, the ending was kind of.
And even
Maddie
though,
doesn't have to do that.
It was kind of Billy Hills.
I wasn't paying attention for the finish. Like, I didn't hate the Ziggler Rude match. Mm-mm. I like once you explained that Rude cheated to win only after Ziggler did the back to back
twice. Like,
yeah,
pulled the tights.
That made way more sense, and I like that a lot more.
I saw someone in their review of it. I think it was on 4-1 Mania said that they used to love Ziggler. But it feels like he just phones it in now and brags about phoning it in. Is it his character or is it what he really does? And like,
honestly, I love that. Like, I love the fact that that's who he is on Twitter.
That he's a wrestling troll.
Yeah.
Kind of. Yeah.
I'm on board with that. But also, to me, Ziggler can do no wrong.
I agree.
Yeah, well, it's good because they can't do any right by him.
They really can't.
They can't. Well, that's a job though.
And then.
It's true. Still getting paid.
And then you're missing the probably one of the biggest things that happened this week, if it's true, because.
Well, I was saving that I forgot.
So many conflicting. Well, you said it's like before we get to Stride and CCW.
I was going to lie, and then I realized there's no way I could get out of this lie.
apparently, and part of the reason that Enzo ended up losing the Cruiserweight Championship on Monday is because Neville walked out of Raw.
And asked for his release.
Apparently. Now, the way that I've read it is everyone talking, there's like all of our sources within WWE, like Meltzer included, are saying, no, that's not true. He has not left WWE. All of our sources outside of WWE are saying, yeah, he's gone. He took his ball and went home.
Which sucks because in my head, as soon as I read, before I knew about that, and I read Kalisto won the title, my first thought was, okay, cool. So on 205 Live, Neville comes out, congratulates Kalisto.
And destroys him
and sets up Kalisto versus Neville as a feud.
Because Neville's been acting really strange since he lost the belt, just like the limp arm
promo.
He did so, like the blackened eyes.
Yeah.
Like he really looked like he was obsessed with that title.
And he has such a good voice for
and
that,
he
too.
He does.
And apparently part of it is because he said, okay, now that I'm out of their Cruiserweight Championship picture, I want to go back to the main roster. And they said, how much do you weigh?
How much does this fellow weigh? That's an old
Finn Balor.
So it's one of those things.
Balor every day gets on the scale and goes, look, 207. Can't go. No, I can't go.
He's like 195.
Oh, yeah. No, Finn, eat.
No, Finn, keep that body. You do what
we
you
got, need to do. We got KO Farrell's down here.
Do both.
We can go down here and get some Irish cuisine, me and you, buddy.
He needs to cultivate some mass. I don't know. It's one of those things we're going to have to keep an eye out because WWE also denied that, you know, CM Punk was on sabbatical.
Right.
Yeah.
They denied that Jack Swagger quit.
They denied that Jimmy Snuka murdered his girlfriend.
Also that. the
took a left turn, hard left turn.
Yeah, so, good car.
So yeah, it's one of those things we're gonna we'll keep an eye out, but I'll be sad. Like on the one hand, go to Japan, and the Young Bucks immediately yeah. tweeted, "Hey Neville, Bullet Club shirt, villain." Marty Scurll was like, "Yeah, I need a partner." Which yes, is it like as a junior tag team? Yeah.
Do you remember the night after Bret Hart got screwed for the title? What happened on Nitro?
Vaguely. I wasn't a big.
The NWO came out in like Canada shirts and had like the Canadian flag. Yeah.
Oh, now they're going to get a cease and desist for that? No.
You can't cease and desist Canada. Press start to joins up there.
We do. We love them.
We do love them. Yeah. It's another show that we support.
Okay.
Great guys. Great guys.
We're better.
Well, they're better. No, we just have.
They're more pure of heart.
They're Canadian.
That's why.
That doesn't count.
All right. So let's, and that's it for Hell in a Cell. It was a good show. I'd say, if I had to rate it, I'd say 7 out of 10. Good, not great.
I'd give it an 8. Just give it an 8. The New Day Usos and the main event.
Allie, rate it right now.
Why do you always put
number
me on
between
spot?
1 and 10?
Between 1 and 10?
Yes.
What one about being the, one being 7.5.
Oh.
Actually, you know what? I'm bumping it. The U.S. title triple threat. Love that. 8.5.
There was a, oh,
you're gonna go to 8 now?
No.
Okay. Yeah. Dalton?
8.
Sarah? With an H?
Sire.
I almost said Summers. And then I realized I'm not a teacher.
I answered to both. I give it a
7.42.
No, I'm going 7.
All right. So let's talk about the other thing that we did over the weekend. Asa, Dalton, and myself, finally, but not Allie because she had to work. We went to Stride.
Yes.
And it was a great show. It was in Pinckneyville, which
Illinois.
I hear has a great haunted tour. There is a school there, right? There is a haunted school that they do every year, I think.
Yeah.
Because that's, I always remember hearing those commercials. Pinckneyville, haunted school. I have to ask Jerry about that. He might be one of the ghosts from it. We met Ricky Steamboat.
Yes.
We met the
Dragon.
That
was awesome.
That was really, really cool.
He was so nice.
He was super nice. And we got a picture with him. Mm-hmm. Sarah got a picture with him.
I mean, I need to send that to you.
You really do. I'm sorry. I'd really like to put that picture on my wall of like, hey, look at people I met that are better than me. That could be all of you, to be fair.
I mean, Ricky's on the top of that list, though.
This was my first Stride show since the one, I believe it was the one where Fabuloso turned out to be Tony Flood.
It was also whenever Ace was there.
Last. Yeah, because that was the one that I missed.
One that you missed. This is the first Stride show I got to see in a long, long time. And I forgot how much I loved Stride. And the one bad thing was I didn't get to see Kevin Huntsberger.
Yeah, because it was the one show Kevin was there.
The one show Kevin Huntsberger is not there.
I thought it was going to be that Brian Richards wrestled, and that was the worst part of it.
Who?
Sleevely Magoo.
Oh, yeah. Who did he wrestle?
Magnifico.
Oh, yeah. I remember Magnifico. Magnifico's great. I don't remember the other guy, though. He just wrestled a silhouette with a question mark. But yeah. No sleeves on the silhouette.
He wrestled vacant.
He wrestled created wrestler.
Well, that's a big get for Stride. They had a current WWE Hall of Famer and multi-time WWE champion, tag team champion, women's champion. Vacant's done it all.
Everybody.
Vacant was having a great year last year.
The best part of the show was seeing Dexter in the main event. I loved that. Going against T-Dog. It was just great to see Dexter again. Second best part of the night.
Well, Dexter also getting slapped by his mom.
Yes.
That was accident.
By accident, Allie.
Him holding T-Dog for her to slap, and he ducks out of the way, and she just smacks him in the side of the head.
My second favorite part of the night was as Dexter was coming out, and he's shaking everybody's hands. He shakes my hand, and I yell, "You're alive!" He no-sold it. No-sold it.
The first thing JD said to me was, "I'm back to life, guys."
He pulled me out of the meet and greet line to tell me that.
So Dexter walks away and Beauregard walks up and sees me and just walks over and shakes my hand. And I was like, finally, I get to see my old friend. Me and him grew up together. And I don't know if he ever tells stories about me.
No.
In
all fairness, he doesn't talk to me very much. I don't know if I'm scary. Or he's shy.
He's shy.
He probably doesn't want to get hit by you.
You're the only one I hit, Dalton.
Fair.
You're special.
But it was a fantastic show. All stars from me. Yeah, Billy versus JD was incredibly good. Billy playing into the crowd who chanted he couldn't wrestle immediately was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I really can't think of anything on the show I didn't like. I even really liked they had videos for the wrestlers. The Maximum Overdrive one was just the best. It was the Back to the Future thing where the Neon Nightmares.
Yeah.
No, the Neon Knight Riders is what I call them now. After playing Turtles in Time, one of the levels is called Neon Knight Riders. I was like, that one. But it's the Back to the Future thing where Marty McFly gets the amps ready and stuff, and then it turns into their music. That was great.
Yeah.
That's great. I love those guys.
And
so
even
much.
Though, like, it was supposed to be, Joey O'Reilly and Cash Borden, but it was Joey O'Reilly and A.T. Brooks.
You guys were so sad.
I was, oh, because
I was sitting back there and there, you're like,
That's not Cash.
Well, because the ring announcer got one name wrong already, didn't he? He said,
yeah,
yeah,
he called him, Ace Stevens.
Right.
Not yeah. Ace Hawkins. He called him Ace Stevens.
So,
like,
who? So he said A.T. Brooks instead of Cash Borden, and we were like, are you sure?
Well, it was one of those scenes I was like, cause Cash is someone that, like, we don't know very well. Like, it's, cause it's, we're still intimidated. Like, we feel like we're bothering people.
Oh, please.
It's true.
Cash.
Bruh.
He's a teddy bear.
That was the thing. It's like, oh, I'm sure Cash is super nice, but like, and we're big fans of his, so it's weird. And so we're like, oh, well, like, did he read it? Like, is that his real name? Cause like, that's one that we don't know. So it's like, oh.
Is his real name Cash Borden?
Yes, it is. You don't understand how happy it makes me that you guys are such big fans of him.
Mm-hmm.
I've been saying it for years. I love watching him. I love it.
Him,
I always have.
His match with Tony is still like
anybody's
one of my go-to.
Anybody's match with Tony.
I mean, that's anybody. That is entirely true.
Let me say this now, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart. The only time I got to see Tony Flood wrestle, I think he wrestled one match as Tony Flood. I think.
I don't know.
It was when he won the title and
you've never seen Tony Flood.
So I've only seen him wrestle as El Fabuloso. And then there was the one time we all had dinner together.
Mm-hmm.
My opinion of Tony wasn't that great. I thought he was okay. I didn't see anything special because I didn't know him very well.
Right.
The match that he had at this show turned me around on him, and from the look, the way he portrayed himself, like, I was such a big fan of Tony Flood after that match. And I thought, man, I wish I had seen more of his matches. I really regret not seeing more of his matches. He was really good.
There's a match on YouTube somewhere, Tony Flood versus Twinkie Star.
The Twinkie Star match, yeah.
It's one of my favorite matches ever.
Twinkie Star?
I have homework. I think Dalton's pulling it up right now.
No, he's texting somebody.
You can see me about 3 minutes in. I was blown up.
Are you Twinkie Star?
I am Twinkie Star.
Wait, I knew
what?
That.
I didn't know that.
What, for real?
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, no, I knew that.
I've only known her as Sarah Summers.
I'm Twinkie Star.
Mm-hmm. I've had friends from Illinois' past that told me about this one right here.
Easy.
Okay. Wow. Careful there,
just
gonna Stallion.
Try and break everything, aren't you?
Yep.
Anyway, so
his match.
I'll stop taking this and I'll let you guys talk about your thoughts on it. I'm sorry.
His match with Heath Hatton was really good. I will kill you. I really liked because I talked to Heath earlier today and he's like, man, I felt bad because the Canadian Destroyer spot kind of got messed up.
Mm-hmm.
But it's one of those things where it's like
he covered it.
They covered it so well, yeah. Like so quick. They didn't like stop and pause and like, oh crap.
We messed up. He didn't go.
That's
for the,
what I do when I mess up. I'm like, crap.
They go for the awkward pin.
They legit just like. Went on to the next thing, mm-hmm. And it was just like, it was so smooth. Like if you,
it almost looked like he
almost
just
looked
kind
like,
of like reversed it. He was just like, nope, like going full on this.
Like he got out of
it. And then he got up and just hit him.
Yeah.
Also, I got to meet Heath for the first time and actually talk to him. Mm-hmm. That was nice because Heath and I have talked online. We've argued online a lot. And it was nice to shake his hand and finally meet the man.
Go ahead.
Heath and I didn't exactly, okay. I don't know how he felt about me, but I didn't like him very much.
Really?
When I first met him.
Okay, so before. Okay.
When I
first met him, just like,
I didn't like him very much. But come to find out, he's just one of those guys that has to get to know you before you see Tyler.
Keeps a wall up.
Yeah.
He Who? Looks like,
it says it on Facebook. I don't have to kayfabe
Jackass.
That.
This is a no kayfabe show.
It's a Tyler Heath Hatton on Facebook. It's
and I could have sworn I knew him growing up too. Like I had met him, and I'm probably crazy because I'm from Illinois. That's where I grew up for almost all of my life. And I swear I know him from somewhere.
He lived in like Harrisburg, I think.
Mm-hmm. I think because I he
Harrisburg.
Like,
I know that's. I think that's where he lives now. Maybe Noble.
That's definitely north of where I was. Of Purgatory, which we called Mound City at the time.
Is that where Damone's from?
Yeah, I tell you where Damone's from.
Please do. Please, Sarah, tell us.
Not PG.
I'm noticing a trend.
After the show.
Damone who? There we go. Mostly because I couldn't pronounce that if I tried.
Where he's from?
No.
You know his last name?
Freaking
Salavino?
I thought it was Sardino.
The first time Salamandro. I saw that,
Dalton, what's wrong with you?
The first time I saw that, I thought, like, is he Italian? That sounds like
no, sir. No, no. Very much the opposite of Italian.
What the hell does that mean?
Is he Bowser?
I got nowhere. I got nothing.
The Ace Hawkins Red Daniels match. I really liked it because this was the, so you guys got to see Ace
really?
Hawkins wrestle, you guys got to see Ace wrestle face, in
Once.
Stride before.
Yeah.
That was the show I
Red,
missed.
Red threw him into me.
And it was very much the, it was very much.
I remember that because we cleared off the way for it.
And then all of a sudden an Ace hit me in the back.
Out of nowhere. it was very similar to the Billy situation where we get to know you guys initially and Billy's so good at being the bad guy. We would never picture him being able to be a good guy. And then, but you guys saying it's like, oh no, if you think he's good at being a bad guy, you need to come. That was the reason we went to our first Stride show.
Yeah.
I think it's coming to the point where he's not going to remember how to be a good guy.
He's just a bad
guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's
just
well,
an
after
ass.
After the CCW show and he's just like, I didn't want to do it. Like there was that split second where he's just like, oh, I wanted to just.
Well,
soak
I mean.
It in.
The ring was vibrating from all the chants, and
oh, it was so loud in there.
It was so loud, and even I'm like,
oh,
I looked at him, I was like, oh,
you're gonna break their hearts.
You're gonna be so pissed.
And then you got real happy in your heart because you knew that would happen
a little bit.
But so it was that thing where it's like, I don't know if I. It's like, oh man, like he's so good as a good or as a bad guy. I don't see it. I can't see you as a good guy. And then Ace comes out, and I thought Ace did, like, I didn't realize
he
did.
It's the eyeliner that actually makes him bad.
Yes.
That's true.
It's because he stole it.
It's the same act of just, but the way he says it.
For me!
Yeah, the way, like, it's
just
different.
It still works! That got me.
He said, it still works when he did it, yeah.
I didn't realize none of us realized he was going to throw himself.
Oh my god.
Into the guardrail.
Okay, in fairness, he wasn't throwing himself into the guardrails.
No. The whenever he came to see us,
for his entrance.
Oh,
he saw us in the corner, and then just like does a dead sprint from the other side
and
of the
jumps
ring
backwards
and does like a turnbuckle.
Yeah,
like
you were supposed to catch him.
We did. The rail caught him.
You didn't get. You didn't take the Iggy.
He didn't give us one.
He didn't give you an Iggy?
No, he didn't.
This
give
wasn't
us
like
one.
The
That's
other
him,
Illinois
man.
Shows. This was an actual like this was just steel barricade. He just and we kept it from going farther. Like we stopped it at least. I don't know if that was better or worse, but.
It was damn nice. It was nice to see Ace. And what was really cool is later in the show for the main event, Ace, JD, and Sam. Sam and Lane.
Yeah.
Sat and watched it with us. And
I looked like three people over, and I'm like, oh, that guy kind of looks like Lane. Oh, wait, that is Lane.
By the way, let me just share a story quick. You like Kyle O'Reilly, right?
Yes.
Not Kyle O'Reilly,
Joey O'Reilly.
Oh yeah, Joey's my.
I love Kyle O'Reilly too.
Joey's my boo.
So I met Joey O'Reilly. I was looking for the bathroom. I leave right at the main event when I had a second. I go. I met Heath, and then I don't know where I'm at. I'm in the school, and I see Joey on his phone, and I just kind of went, "Do you know where the bathroom is?" And I felt like an ass because literally it was to my like in front of me. I just didn't see the sign, and he looks at me and he goes, "It's right there." So I went, "Okay." And I go to the bathroom, and as I'm using the bathroom, he walks in again and sees me and goes, feels like I'm in school again. And I was just like, yeah. I was so nervous and embarrassed at that point.
You got starstruck a little bit.
I did.
Did you get starstruck?
He's too handsome.
Oh, he's so pretty.
Yeah.
I wish he would have beat Eminem's dad. Because axe and because his hair. He's got that bleach blonde hair like Eminem used to have.
You broke Dalton.
Anyway,
Dalton.
Why is that what broke?
It wasn't the. It wasn't the joke. It was just everybody. The silence.
The slow turn.
The death. The hard slow death. It died.
You ever seen a man die?
That's why I lean into it. It's like I explain it to make it funnier. And then there was the Roger Mathis versus Jay Spade.
Oh, the bloodbath.
Those kids would be the kids would be accessories
the
to the murder. Bad. Because every single time, you can't wrestle, he would do just another, okay, deadlift German. You can't wrestle. Fisherman Buster. You can't wrestle. Dragon Screw Neckbreaker. Elevated off the top rope.
I think this was the perfect way that you book Mathis as the monster who really did seem like a monster.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had Jay who, you clearly saw that he was outgunned physically.
But was never going to give up.
But was believable. Yeah, it was believable in his offense.
And Sarah was talking to me about this during the match. Jay's face.
Oh my gosh.
Is amazing.
I hate watching Jay Spade matches.
Yeah.
I hate him because every single time it's like, oh, you slipped a disc. Like, someone get help out here.
Yeah.
Because.
If I'm anywhere near ringside, you'll hear me yell, Jay!
Oh yeah, no, you did it to Kyle.
You dead, buddy?
Joey, you did it to
Sometimes
Joey.
Sometimes he goes,
my
yeah,
fault.
Man.
It's my fault.
Sometimes he actually does that. You dead? Yeah, man. That's how Jamaican. I know he's okay.
You didn't know he was Jamaican. Yeah, man.
Well, he is from Sin City.
But his facial expressions are just...
Just whenever he was on the top turnbuckle,
if
he was like, where
if Stride has that up on their YouTube channel yet, go just look what he's sitting on the turnbuckle, the look on his face. Mm-hmm. He had that
drunk, I just woke up at a party look.
And
where
then there's
am I?
This 300-pound man getting ready to throw me. What's happening?
Oh, Mathis was terrifying in that
when
match.
When he headbutted him, he's like...
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Of throwing the chair shots, throwing him into the guardrail, like a lot of that stuff was just... Ooh. He put him so hard into the guardrail, the entire guardrail shifted.
Yeah.
Not joking. We were sitting there and we watched it shift.
Just like
and
slid.
I think I called his son Harry Potter.
You did.
You did.
Yes.
And then
Matthew's son.
Yeah. And then Barry missaid it and said that I said it, so I'm probably going to die soon.
That's because I told him it was you.
That's because I gave you his – I paid you back with Roger's $2.
Yeah. Well, so, Barry gave me
he's
the Iggy.
Collect, he's going to collect with interest.
I forget what we were watching.
Damn it, Barry.
Barry gave me an Iggy on that one.
We were watching some part of this match. And this kid, like Dalton says something. And this kid goes like, shut up. And I was like, Harry Potter just told you to shut up. And then after the show, we see that kid in there. I was like, why is he backstage?
Yep. Oh, I didn't know who it was. I knew who the kid was. There's a reason I didn't say anything back. Because I'm afraid of his dad. His dad's going to eat my soul.
Well, that's you. I think Harry Potter is one of the great literary characters of our time. So...
I'm just effed on this whole situation. Yeah.
Damone doesn't like you
there's,
either.
There's so many
Damone
people.
Damone who?
That's why Damone ain't going to kill me, because Sarah's just going to be like, Damone who?
And oh, no.
Damone,
he'll,
oh, I'm sorry. Damone is not the boogeyman. Not believing in and won't stop him from killing
yeah.
him.
Protect you.
No, but he's just going to look dejected.
Oh, I got you back on that one.
Yeah, Roger will legitimately kill me. I think Roger's going
to
keep me safe.
Okay. I might be able to protect you from Roger to a certain extent.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think Roger's going to keep me safe.
Because you're his prize?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's that whole scene from The Waterboy where it's just like, oh, that's my – right there. Like, Roger's claimed me.
Do you wear his bandana?
Yeah.
So the Roger is Joker and you're Batman.
Yeah.
He won't let anyone else kill you.
No.
Yeah. And when he decides it's time for you to die, I might be able to help you.
But
if I got to come – if it comes down to me and you – I'm picking me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
no,
sorry.
You're good, dog.
Just let him die.
Yeah.
Just let
I'm
him
picking
die.
Me.
But I don't want to die by Damone, who?
Damone, who?
Yeah. I would rather die by Mathis.
Nobody knows.
I don't know. If...
I don't think that's a choice I want to make.
Yeah, that's not a...
Damone's not even remotely scary.
I disagree.
Roger...
Damone is uncomfortable. I'll say that.
Roger can make me uncomfortable.
Talking
I still
to Damone,
remember
like, he's super nice, but he's so awkward.
I still remember...
He gets me every time. He's like, man, what's this Damone who crap, Sarah?
I still remember the first time we saw him at CCW of just
the wings.
The wings and like and
the half shirt.
I don't remember what we were chanting at him, but he just turned and looked at us.
Was it Damone
scary? That guy's scary.
That guy's scary. And he just turns and looks at us and we're like, sorry, sir.
Yeah.
We'll be quiet.
He has piercing eyes too.
He's like 3 feet tall.
Sarah Summers' words reflect Dalton's thoughts. Anyway.
Is Dalton's not Damone who?
And then the Stride main event. T-Dog versus Dexter Roswell.
Moving on.
I want to go home at some point. I'm hungry.
That's true. Good on same. Dexter. So happy to see him in the main event.
Yeah, that was awesome.
And it was so much fun.
And with Ricky Steamboat, like, I wanted to be like, so how cool was it for you guys to get beat up by Ricky the Dragon Steamboat? Cause that's
well,
awesome.
I mean, here was my moment of the night, with Ricky. And I told you this at the show. I forget what he did. He did something where he pushed him or something. And then he looks over and I see him. We make eye contact and I give him an applause and he looks at me and kind of bows a little bit. And I was like, oh my God, Ricky Steamboat.
Fanboy.
Richard yep. Steamship just
oh,
no bowed
shame.
To me.
Don't say that like you didn't do the same thing.
I did.
She
actually
hugged him.
I walked right up to him. I said, hi, I'm Sarah. And he shook my hand very firmly. I might add, I don't think a wrestler has ever shaken my hand that solid.
He does have a very firm hand.
He was a man. He's
hand.
A old man.
And then when we left, he hugged me.
Oh.
I don't think I said, but two sentences.
We were so happy to meet Ricky Steamboat. It was a true honor and to hang out with him backstage. But then we saw Casey's Pizza, and I don't remember
that
the rest of the night.
That pizza was everywhere.
It was delicious.
I was going to go back in there and take the little, you know, when
little
you order
the
a large pizza.
The little
and
tables?
You get the coupons.
Oh, yeah.
I was dying for the words, and none of you assholes helped me out.
I thought you were talking about the little plastic table.
I'm sorry.
Allie's yeah, sleepy.
That pizza was nice.
And just the Dexter breaking the paddle, though, over Jerry's back. I didn't like that.
I didn't actually see the main event. I was backstage.
Well, it was,
it
good.
Was really good.
It was good.
Yeah.
Kids were super into it.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, it's Jerry's school, so, you know, they're going to be super into it. But, like, the Plumster run in combined with, like, the DR party coming in with, and then going off of the ladder.
Yeah.
Like, to,
completely shirtless Magoo.
The
sleeveless McGee,
sleeveless
did come
McGee.
Out,
and then
shirtless
the dragon.
Magoo was better.
The dragon.
He wears a shirt.
Was awesome.
Yeah,
taking him to town in the end. It was a good show had by all. But that there's another show this Saturday.
Yes.
That you will tell us about now, please.
Oh, will I?
Yes, please. Yes, queen. Yes, queen.
I didn't know that. No, yeah, Chaffee, Missouri, at the baseball field for German Days. It's part of Chaffee's.
I was talking about Stride first.
Oh yeah. Crap. I'm
we were just talking about
Stride. I don't know why, but I thought we'd already talked about that. We did not. There's actually two really there's two really good opportunities to see live wrestling if you are in the Southeast Missouri, Southern Illinois area.
Yes.
The first one we're gonna talk about is Stride has another show. This was another benefit show. The Pinckneyville one was. Mm-hmm. This show is back at the Star Center Mall in Marion, Illinois. Let me pull that poster up. It's gone.
Now, Sarah, you're going to be in Missouri this Saturday, right?
Yes, I will be in Chaffee.
And Billy is going to be in Chaffee.
Yes.
Yeah. Mathis will be in
Stride.
Mathis will be at Stride.
But was that difficult? Like, did you guys have to choose one place or the other, or?
Heath Hatton doesn't have a whole lot of girls in his back pocket, and he won't let me wrestle the guys. So, no, it was not a tough decision. It's not a tough decision. Jason goes, hey, are you booked at Stride? And I said, no. He goes, okay. You're wrestling Megan on the 14th. Yes, sir.
But yeah, so the Marion, Illinois Star Center Mall, Stride. We don't have a card lined up yet, but it's going to be a good show.
It's always a good show.
It is. Like, we've never been disappointed.
Yeah,
from...
no, I've always loved Stride. Like, it's not, it's the whole thing of, like, we always say whenever we go to a different show, it's just like, it's nice just to sit and be a fan. And it's such a good show to sit and be a fan for.
The thing about Stride is that most of those guys, that's homegrown talent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Most of those guys.
Because I remember we were at like
We do know one match this weekend. At Stride.
Brandon Espinosa versus Justin Dier.
Yeah.
And I am.
That's at Stride?
That's at Stride.
I know, right?
Easy. No. No, Dalton.
These are great
it's
noises.
Sexy when Shannon
podcast.
Does it. When you do it, it's creepy.
Someone call me sexy. In no, your I face!
Said, I said it's sexy.
No, just no, please.
Okay.
Just let it go.
Okay.
He
needs
to
right.
let it go.
All right.
Just let it go.
He needs this.
I'm gonna give you
so
that
bad.
One.
The,
thank you.
But yeah, so Stride's always a good show at Marion. And then there is also going to be, CCW and Chaffee for German Days.
Yes.
Red Devil's Revenge 2.
We have the card.
We do. We have the,
are we sure?
Yes. We have the actual card.
If you watch CCW live tonight, we kind of ran over this in a character kind of way, and boy, there were,
that was hard.
Well, just
that was a little hard.
The CCW,
especially when the card was wrong.
Yeah, no, it was hard to be in character.
The CCW.
Our characters are easy. It's just us, but we pretend it's real.
I know, but I gotta pretend that I'm, you know,
happy,
not married anymore,
and that you like us.
Well, I do like Shannon, Allie, and Asa.
Yay!
I like two of those people.
I get it.
Asa, please.
Hi, Allie, are you going to let him talk to you about, like talk about you like
oh,
that?
So the Chaffee show is going
well.
To be, there's a triple
go
threat.
Ahead,
Marco Stunt with Jeff O'Dell taking on Jackson Crowley, taking on Justin Smart.
And this is for the
winner of
this match
will be a, will go on to face later in the night Austin Lane for the CCW championship.
And now that we don't have to talk about this, because Austin Lane actually texted me, is begging us to bring CCW Talk back to Pro Wrestling Unscripted, because he said he likes CCW Live, but he wants to know our actual thoughts on things and not in an in-character way. So I told Austin that we would try to at least talk about it a little bit. Mm-hmm. So since we don't have to be in character for this, this match is incredible on paper. Crowley versus Smart. And I've said it before. I love Justin Smart.
Yeah.
I think he's so good. Mm-hmm. He's so nice backstage too. I mean, he's just the best. Crowley, of course, Jonathan, incredible. And then Marco, also incredible. This
Hello.
Match, this, I hate to say it, Austin, but depending on how hard they go on this, this could be a contender for match of the year, I think.
Yeah. Wait,
yeah,
which granted the whoever faces Austin Lane later in the night could
also
be a
take
contender
match
of
the
year.
Yeah.
Match of the year.
Just gave me a challenge.
Cause all three of these guys, like, this is, I think this is going to be a really fast paced.
Oh yeah.
Match. Oh yeah.
After seeing that last match with, Otis and Jackson versus, JD and, Cody Wilson, I didn't know Jackson could wrestle. I mean, I knew he was fast and high flyer, but some of the stuff he did in that match was really,
you didn't
really
know he could wrestle like that.
Yes.
I'm going to finish your sentence for you.
So I'm excited
to
see what he does.
Well, you'd only really
here.
Seen Sin in tag matches, right?
Well, we saw him in a couple of singles matches.
He wrestled Ace solo, and then Justin, we've seen him wrestle.
But even his match against Justin was after a beatdown, so he was kind of clipped his wings. But we know Marco goes hard in the paint, in the MF and paint. Marco, Nick Finnegan.
He need me in the titty.
He did?
Yeah, his little moonsault.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Right there. Oh. Him and Lane both. Are you okay? I was like,
I will be when I can breathe again.
So that, I think that match is going to be really, really incredible.
Yeah,
I can't
great.
Wait for that match. That's the one. I don't care who wins that match. I will, any three of those guys going against Austin Lane is going to be match of the night.
That's going to be great.
Yeah.
CJ Shine taking on Jason Vaughn.
Okay.
I'm super excited to see CJ Shine again.
Thank you.
Yes. It's been so long since, we've seen him at CCW. Like, and like you said, when we went up to Glory Pro, like he was helping with the ring, like it looked like he was helping with the ring setup.
Yeah.
Stuff.
And I even talked to him. I was like, hey man, I saw you wrestle at CCW. And he's like, yeah, I know. I'm really wanting to get back there.
Yeah. So we'll get to see him on Sunday.
We legitimately did see him at Money in the Bank.
Did you?
He was just standing there, and I remember Allie was like, go say hi to him. And I was like,
that's CJ. I wanted to say hi when I was in line for to get my picture taken with Cody Rhodes, but I was like, he probably won't remember me. Like, I mean, it showed up on my Facebook memories not too long ago.
Yeah, a couple days ago.
The big selfie of him just like, I get to meet awesome people, and it's us. It's like, and this was before we were doing anything even remotely official.
You'd be surprised how many people you don't think would remember you will remember you.
I think no one remembers me.
Tracy Smothers remembered me.
My brain won't allow me to
really cool too,
think that way.
For the record, I'm super excited to see CJ back too. I love CJ Shine. He made me. I think the first time I listened to that Bruno Mars song was because of him. Because I avoided it.
Funk.
Yeah, I avoided it for the longest time, and I was like, "What is this song? This is." and then there's Jason Vaughn, who didn't show up for the last show, and from what I understand, he had some kind of oral surgery.
His wisdom teeth cut out.
Yeah, so he didn't show up for the last show. I don't know why you schedule an oral surgery the day before you wrestle.
Yeah, that's not like an emergency situation. Yeah. You can schedule those.
I mean, it can be. If it's bad enough, it can be because I had broken a tooth and I had done it like weeks before and it finally got to the point where it's like I can't deal with this anymore.
Yeah, I've never had a pain worse than a tooth.
So I went to the dentist Friday afternoon. He's like, okay, my office is closed on Saturday. Come in tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because we have to get this out. So, I mean, it is possible, like, it was an emergency.
But, of course, there are the rumors that Jason is unhappy with his current status in CCW, that with War Child being out of CCW, that maybe he's a little unhappy. I hope Jason Vaughn shows up for this show because I think Jason Vaughn is an asset to CCW. I think he's a good wrestler. I think that he definitely brings in his fans. So I'm hoping that I'm hoping that he shows up. If he doesn't show up, I think this will be very telling of his future in CCW. That was the positive, Shannon.
Do you have that written down?
No, I'm really good at that.
That was pretty smooth,
I'm
man.
I'm really good at that. Did you see the speech?
And the Oscar goes too.
Thank you.
Still you.
Still me.
Still you.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. Mostly, I'm just happy to see CJ shine again.
The main event of the night is going to be Brandon Barbwire versus Billy Hills. Like Brandon said, like that's the stride guy he wants to be able to wrestle again.
Yeah,
Dalton and I missed that match the first time they wrestled.
Yeah, so
it was really good.
And I have no doubt that it was. But like I can't wait to see this, to be able to actually get a chance to see them work
and this
together.
Is after we know them, because the first time that we saw them wrestle, it was my first indie show ever, especially with CCW and Allie as well.
Yep.
And I remember I was so critical, and not in a mean way, but I was so critical of everything that I saw, and I was telling Allie about, you know, like, oh, okay, well, the guy comes out and he's a hillbilly, I get it, you know, and I was such a dick, and I didn't know them that well. And now that I've known them in the ring, and I'm not even talking about like personally, just in the ring, the character progression.
Like from the beginning of the night to the end of the night.
Yeah. By the end of the night, I was like everybody else and I was sold. But now, especially because I've got to see him for over a year as Billy Hills and Brandon Barbwire, I want to see what these guys can do again. Now that the gloves are off, they're not playing in front of a crowd that doesn't know them. These are CCW has its loyal fans. They have their people. I want to see how hard they go and what they do. I'm excited about it.
Yeah. It's going to be really, really good. And then the final match of the night is Mardi Gras versus one Sarah Summers.
I thought you were going to leave me off there.
Oh, absolutely not.
I was wondering about that.
No.
He went to the main event. I was like, screw you, Ace.
But I figured I would talk. I figured we would save the match that our guest is in for last.
You now, big sweetie.
This is, I think, the 430th time you two have wrestled in CCW.
So, yeah, I think that's right.
But hey, no, we really do. It's different this time. It actually is, because this is the first time that you've been a good guy. Mm-hmm. So the dynamic has changed. Now, instead of bad guy Sarah Summers versus good guy Mardi Gras, it's sort of good Sarah Summers going against good guy Mardi Gras.
Okay, so
rehab Sarah Summers.
I would have said this if you weren't sitting here anyway. The just the little parts of you in the match forgetting to not cheat.
Yeah,
and
that's great.
And
Marnie, keep that
and Marnie having to like, no, you can't do that. Just oh yeah.
I'm thinking there'll be a part where I'll like try to pin her and I'll pull her tights and then she'll get out of it and be like, dude. And I'll be like,
sorry.
That's on me. That's on me. I love that. Like
that's on me.
Because I
like the idea of it's like you're actively trying. It's because so many times there have been moments where people just turn, like the turns happen, and then it's just all of a sudden I'm a different person. Right. So to see the actual transition that you're doing, and I feel like Brandon didn't change a thing about himself.
He's still Brandon Barbar.
Yeah, he's just not with the Pinnacle anymore. I feel like we'll see a very similar thing with the LA Hustlers, except they won't be as they'll aim that antagonism towards their opponents.
Del Tucker's a dead man.
They will still probably call Dalton a nerd, though.
More than likely.
To be fair, he is a nerd.
Yeah. So it's
hipster nerd too. That's the worst.
This is all new territory to me. I never turned face.
You're still a face.
I'm face at Stride. Yeah. I was face at iCall. I turned heel at iCall, but I've never turned face. I go places and I'm either one or the other. Mm-hmm. There's usually not, cause they don't use women regularly like CCW is doing. So that's why I didn't know if it was going to work the first time or not, because I've never done it.
How do you feel about that fan reaction that you got
after
you
he
did
killed
turn
me?
Good? Yeah. Well, no, but going all the way back to when the fans turned you.
It was pretty cool. It was pretty cool. I didn't expect the standing ovation with the Sarah chants, but.
Was that?
It was a humbling experience.
I would say, I imagine that would just be like, uh-oh, what's happening? This is like when you're opening gifts at Christmas and your parents are watching you, and you're just like, oh, God, I don't know what to do.
Well, and I like, tears. Because at dinner after that night, you're like, I'm so mad. I couldn't get it. I wanted a tear. I
could not channel the tears. I was so mad.
And you were so mad about it. And then, because I think the message I sent you after the past Saturday was like, oh, I can't, I couldn't channel a tear. Because you're like legit just like
bawling.
I was ugly crying.
And it was the thing where you mentioned like there were people backstage who were just like, are you okay?
I had Lane and CeeLo on the hook.
Oh, I love that.
I was sitting there and Lane, they put their arms around me and they were trying to help me up and I just. And there, Lane's like, are you okay? And I was like, I'm fine.
It's fine.
And he's like, no, seriously, Sarah. No, I'm good. Let's go.
You like working against Mardi Gras, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, Megan is awesome.
You guys have really good chemistry.
You really do.
I think so, too.
Like, if these matches weren't going as well as they go, it's just.
I'm going to say she's probably my favorite to work with.
You too. You look like you have fun in there.
We do.
That's the match in, it was either Delta or Chaffee. I don't remember which one. It was the one where we did that she got your nose chant and stuff.
Yeah,
like
Chaffee.
You guys just look like you were having so much fun.
It was.
In there.
It's just so much fun.
With Nikki Lane retiring, which we didn't know about.
Yeah. Actually, so yeah, you said that on CCW Live and you're like, oh yeah, so Nikki Lane retires. Like, wait, what?
Yeah,
wait,
she told us that after the show.
After the show. I thought I told you this. No. I really did.
She worked, she wrestled a greenie. Fresh out of training, I guess, or I don't know, and a couple things went wrong in that match, and she's got, I don't know exactly, but it's her neck and her shoulder, and it's either retire
or surgery.
Or surgery.
That's what she told us, yeah. She didn't want to get the surgery, so she's going to. Yeah. And I thought, like, if this is your last match, you know, I wish we'd have known about it. We'd have made a bigger deal about it.
She didn't want that. I went up to hug her after the show and thanked her. I was like, hey. You know, if this is it, thanks for letting me be a part of it. You know, I'm glad I got to be a part of it. And I was still crying.
Because you couldn't turn it off at
and
that
she's
point.
Like, and she's like, go away. We're not doing this. I'm like, all right, fine.
She does kind of seem like the type of person.
Oh, yeah,
no,
that's
like,
no emotion. If she had started, it would have snowballed. And we would have all been in a huddle crying.
I've had some amazing
matches in custom shows with Nikki. Yeah. Some fun stuff.
I'm going to miss Nikki Lane. Like, I don't mean to turn this into the Nikki Lane hour here at the end, but like, before she came in, you know, Austin had talked about her and we had seen things online with Nikki, like matches. I was so happy when she came in. She brought such a different dynamic. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to miss her. And the bad thing is now it's down to you and Megan again.
Mm-hmm. And we're both face.
Right.
Yeah.
So some, and now, well, though, they so put we have, Marco in.
So Marco's in the mix, which I, like, I love that.
I do too. It's
like,
great.
It's one It'll of the, it's one of those things where
it's different.
Normally, I'm not a huge fan of, like, men wrestling women, mm-hmm. just in general. Like, that's just a personal preference thing. But, like, with Marco and just the way they have, what they've done with his character and just how, just, like, shitty he is. Is, I mean, I think like this is one of those times where it's like, okay, I feel like this is really, really going to work and I'm going to enjoy it.
Yeah, I agree.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
I think it is too. And unfortunately, we're out of time. We got to get out of here.
We were out of time like 10 minutes ago.
30 minutes ago.
Yep.
Oh, shit.
It's, yeah, it's an hour and 30.
It's
so
pretty common.
It
at
is.
This
well,
point.
When we have a guest on, especially because we want to talk to the guest about stuff.
Oh, no, no, no. We love it.
I could have went home. No, just could have kicked me out.
No, absolutely not.
We're not Billy. Baby.
He ain't soon. Kicking me out of shit.
Too soon.
I will say too, because, so Saturday, check out Stride and Marion if you're able. Check out CCW and Chaffee if you're able. Also Sunday, if tickets are still available, Dalton and I are going to,
Alton, Illinois.
I don't think it's in Alton.
No, it's Illinois.
I thought it was somewhere,
Jesus,
else.
Are we really doing this right now?
Yes.
At least he didn't Alton, say Illinois.
I hate when people do that. Growing up in wicked. Illinois.
Oh, yeah. Illinois and Missouri are the absolute worst.
So we're from Illinois, so we can say these things.
Where are we going, Asa?
It's like...
Oh, it's, okay, it is an
Alton. It's an Alton.
You can't say it if you're not one.
Sellout Sperling was a... They were doing a hashtags like Sellout Spalding, I think.
Yeah, and there's so something like the day before.
there was a different show that I was getting confused with.
But Something Wicked, Glory Pro, we are going to get to watch the Lucha Brothers versus the Besties in the World, which
for
is...
For those who don't know, the Lucha Brothers being...
Pentagon.
Pentagon Jr., which he's not called that anymore, and Phoenix, which he's also not called that anymore.
Ray Phoenix and Pentagon. I think they're just their names.
I thought it was like... I thought he had a longer name than that.
Maybe? El Cerro or something
Scott
like that?
Phoenix?
No, like... oh, I'd be fine with that.
I get to test his hair products.
Ooh!
Did you not?
Oh.
I saw that.
Yeah. But yeah, no.
Yeah, besties in the world. Davey Vega.
Beauregard, you lied to me.
Davey Vega is a CCW alum.
Yep. Yes, he is. And we want them. We want Matt there too. Like I want Matt.
Oh yeah, no. Besties in CCW is a thing that I've been lobbying for since we found out who the besties were.
And then we watched that match against the boys from Jollyville.
Oh. Yeah, that was insane.
We need to buy that DVD.
I'm still lobbying for the Fella Twins. Yes.
I want the besties in the world versus the Fella Twins.
No,
CCW.
I want Little Bit and Sarah Summers versus the Fella Twins.
Also that.
Well, yeah.
Very much so.
I'd like to
that.
See Little Bit and Sarah Summers become a normal tag team to go for the tag titles in CCW.
Yeah. We could kill Farmer in the Dell.
We got to get out of here.
Spell scum. Yeah, a lot of awesome wrestling this weekend.
For the past month, almost every weekend, it's been wrestling and wrestling and wrestling.
And I love it. I'm super excited.
All right, so we're getting out of here, guys. We'll get you with the quick plugs just really quick. Podzilla1985.com if you want to catch up on the old episodes, including last night's shortened Mr. 100 and the Five-Star Man. I apologize.
We made up for it tonight.
Yeah, we definitely did. You can go to facebook.com/podzilla1985 and talk to us.
Yes.
Become our friends. We desperately need
them. Tell us what you think about Sister Abigail.
Tell us what you think about her. Him. It.
It.
And patreon.com/podzilla1985. Give us money. Asa, hit me with the money, please.
With the money?
Money, please.
Money? Money,
please. Yeah.
Here comes money.
Here it goes.
Ching, bling, bling.
That works.
Virgil.
Have a good night, guys. We'll see you tomorrow for another chilling, bone-chillingly bad episode of Are You Afraid of Podzilla 1985 After Dark? Have a good night. We'll see you later on. Later. Party. Tomorrow. It's a word. Sarah, say bye.
Let it go.
All right.
Bye.